And the reason I bring this up is because this is where we're pinpointing where the action is as far as what the pension discussion is about. Paying that normal cost, who's going to pay it and how much? So right now, you can see that the maximum exposure right now, if you're just looking at normal cost, for the university would be about $180 million that we would be picking up, that the state had been picking up in the past. So, I mean, that's just to give you an idea of the proportion. We talked about it at the hospital committee. If you take a look at the piece that just belongs to the hospital, it would be about $30 million of that cost in total if we had to pick up that whole piece. So, you can see that the importance of how this pension thing plays out is going to be very, very important to us. The university retirement system itself, $17.5 billion in underwater unfunded pension obligation at the end of fiscal year 11, the last year that they had. It actually flattened out a bit. It did not increase significantly because they had about a 20% returns in fiscal year 11 in for CSRS. So it did flatten out. But this is when we say, when I looked at that other piece, when we're amortizing, this is what they're trying to amortize in that other piece of the pension payment, basically to deal with this. And dealing with the normal cost, that's basically to make sure this essentially flattens out, that this does not increase because of not coming up with the normal cost. I want to say though, even with this the CSRS system is still viable. It's paying benefits. It's a going concern, and I don't think we should don't take away giant alarms about the pension system. The cash flow for CSRS we're expecting for this year that this is just the cash going in and out of that out of the pension system for the state university retirement system. The employer contribution I already talked about $980 million for this year going in there, going up to $1.4 billion next year if the state lives up to its promises. The employee contribution for this year, this is the 8% that that university employees put into their paycheck and is taken out of their paycheck and goes into the CSRS system of $280 million. So the total contributions are about a billion three in total contributions. But the benefit payouts that they're going to have to make this year probably are over $1.8 billion in pension payouts. This is cash out the door in the payment of benefits. So from the investment earnings, the investment income, they're going to have to come up with about $560 million of investment income. They probably will be able to do that without having to sell assets if their performance stays where it is as far as the but I think it's just important knowing that this pension thing is so critical to us and one of our great new uncertainties or material uncertainties to the university to give you this profile. I want to emphasize before we go on to this next one that IGPA did put on an excellent set of forums the last week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at the three campuses, well attended. I think the one thing I think that in the questioning that came at the end is, whatever deal you make with the state, how are you assured that the state will live up to their end of the bargain? So I think that's the critical concern we have. Whatever deal we put together with the state, and we're trying to work with the state on a solution to this, we do feel and understand the partnership that's needed to come up with a solution to this thing. But how do you keep the state to task on making their share of the payment? Cash flow for the university through Monday of this week. They owe us $349 million on the appropriation. This month, we will finish billing the state for the 2012 appropriation. We have about $30 million to go and to get up to our $689 million that our total appropriation. If you take a look, I don't think it's anything more than just a variance. We are a little bit better off than we were exactly at the same time last year by about $75 million as far as cash flow. But again, this is going to see how this. I think there were some dollars and some educational assistance funds that had basically helped us out on the cash flow earlier in the year. So it's going to be what's going to tell the tale is how long is it going to take to pay off this remaining amount. It'll certainly not be paid off by the end of the fiscal year. Last year they paid us off in December. We'll see if they can beat that. They do owe us the $30 million for the financial assistance for the second semester. For the $30 million, there's a total of about $60 million in MAP funding. I won't quite say that it's delinquent.